Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. I'm currently recording this on a beautiful Saturday, I guess afternoon now, seeing how it's 3, almost 4 o'clock. Felt like it was the morning, but anywho. Before I get into talking about the specifics of this workout, which is the day 4 workout of the 5th week, I do want to mention that I did start a Medium blog, a blog on the website Medium. You can find a link to that in the description. The goal of having a blog like that is just to provide me a way to talk about things in a written format. I type very easily and very quickly, so it's something that's not very difficult for me to do. I tend to journal a lot about different concepts that are going on in my life, so it provides me a way to flesh out some of those ideas in a more formalized manner. So if you want to see about other things that I talk about, which would be teaching and life, things outside the gym, and also things inside the gym, often in a little bit more depth than I would talk about in these videos. These videos are more focused on the specific workout that I'm having, and those potentially could be things that are more conceptual. The second blog post I had on there is about the programming and some of the different ideas and goals that I had during that 5-week cycle, so it kind of adds upon the video where I did the screencast of the programming that I did for these 5 weeks. So things like that could be talked about, and also focuses on form that are specific day-to-day that I may not cover in a ton of detail in the video since it's more focused on exercise, although I do tend to do that a lot. So it may just be more of the same kind of information, just presented in a different way, and it could also be additional information that's added upon. Since these videos are very off the cuff, and I try to limit these to be connected to what I am doing in the video, except for now when I'm not talking about what's connected to the video, because I want to talk about the Medium blog post. And those posts will be just kind of general things that are going on, at least potentially. But I have to figure that out and get more of those written, figure out the direction I'm going to go with that. So it'll be something that I should be consistently able to do. It's pretty easy for me to write now, which is something that's a lot different when I was younger, when I didn't like to write when I was in school. But as I've went through high school and college, I definitely have improved upon that skill, which is awesome, which is very nice for me to do. The first workout, or the exercise of this workout, is a snatch plus 3 snatch balances plus 2 overhead squats. The snatch, I like doing that in the beginning. I don't like doing these out of the rack, and I haven't. I don't even know if I've done it since maybe the first week of the program where I did it out of the rack. Potentially then I didn't even do it. You can go back and check if you want to verify this. I just don't know off the top of my head. But this is a very good exercise for me to do to build on shoulder stability. Snatch balances are good for that same shoulder stability work, as well as trying to move fast under the bar. I really like this exercise. I think it's a really good complex and general thing for me to do. And it hasn't really affected my shoulder fatigue on the max out day, which is directly after this on a typical week. This is a week is an exception because the day after is when I went to the Arnold. So this is the Friday before that when I picked up my friend Jake from the airport, and we were getting a quick workout in before we went off to the hotel. I took an extra day off during the Arnold, because that would have been the normal day that I would have maxed out, and then I did all the max out work on that Sunday, which didn't go perfectly, but it also went extremely well based on what my previous maxes were, and as a relative percentage of what my current maxes are. On this particular day, it was very difficult to do the various different exercises because I was trying to make the workout go very quickly, and my shoulders fatigued very quickly, so it became more difficult. As you see with these, I'm working pretty hard, and at least I felt like I was working pretty hard when I was doing these. After I had these complexes with the snatch balance, and the overhead squat, I moved on to doing some high hang snatches. And the high hang snatches and this complex are actually done with the same exact weight. I've been progressing them with the same jumps each week, and generally it's been 5 pounds. This week I made a 10-pound jump since this was the last week before the deload. So that also had an effect on how difficult the exercises themselves felt. It's very difficult to have this one pause at the bottom and to maintain that shoulder stability. It's very easy to lose focus for even a brief second, and then that weight just drifts forward, and then there's no way to really fight it when you're all the way in that bottom position. If I start to lose it as I'm coming up, you know, you can walk forward or move around to adjust for that, but when you're at the bottom, it just kind of falls down off the ground. So now you're seeing some of the high hang snatches that I did. I think when I do the next 5 weeks of this cycle, I want the high hang snatches to start a bit higher. I want that to happen because I want to be forced to have to go under the bar a little bit more. The program actually says for it to be a high snatch or a hang snatch, not a hang power snatch. So I kind of want that to be more true. And I'm kind of in that weird spot now to where my pulling power is so good that I'm able to pull it high enough to where I don't have to dip all the way underneath under this. If I had a very weak pull or if I was a lot closer to a balance between my leg strength and my pulling strength, then I would have to catch it under and I would be able to do true snatch work where you have to get under the bar. But I'm kind of in that spot now where I'm able to do power snatches at a very high percentage of my one rep max. I believe my best power snatch is either 215 pounds or 220 pounds. Forget which one it is, but my best snatch ever is 235, so that's still a very high percentage. And honestly, as my legs get stronger, my powers will get better because I catch the bar high enough to do a power and to do powers with snatches, to do powers with cleans with a lot higher weight. But I'm limited by my leg strength because once I catch it below a certain point, my legs are just driven down. But those high hang snatches felt good. The focus was to catch it a bit lower without spreading my feet and to do it more like a true snatch if it were, you know, a maximal lift. These tall snatches are very difficult to do, and they're very difficult to do when your shoulders are already fatigued. I've been adding them as a third exercise instead of doing them in the middle between the other two just because it's easier to do those two exercises together since they're done with the same weight. And I don't have to, you know, take all the weights off and put them back on and different things like that. This is just a 3x3 with this exercise, and I have a couple fails at the end of, I believe, just the last set, and I did an extra set. Maybe I had a couple. My shoulders were very fatigued, and I was very tired, and it's actually very difficult to do these with short rest, and that's what I was trying to do on this bigger day. As you see Jake in the background doing his cool down, so I was trying to get everything done, and really, you know, better for me to work more quickly, especially on days like this, because then allows you to not work too terribly hard, and if you get tired, then you get tired, and that kind of self-regulates the amount of work that you're able to do. I do these without a hook grip or anything, with just a raw grip, because the weight is light enough, and it gives me some extra work on my grip strength, and it forces me to have a better pull than if I were to have straps on. And there you see a little failed weight. I think at that one I just caught forward. I mean, if I fail this is because I pull inefficiently, or at least I pull away from my body, and then and or I don't get under the weight fast enough, and that becomes very difficult. And you see here these two fails, I was just done. So I wanted to get one more to get the full reps done and to get everything with that. But with that being said, be sure to check out my blog and everything related to that. And other various social media links, and trying to stay active on here and all of those, and put out hopefully some semi-interesting content for y'all to consume. And hope y'all enjoy this video. The next one will be my max out day. And with that being said, I'll talk to you all in the next one. Peace.